Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Vice President Mike Pence is in Georgia today, campaigning with Republican candidate for governor Brian Kemp. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
During his first stop in Dalton, Pence attacked Kemp's opponent, Democrat Stacey Abrams, for saying a blue wave is coming to Georgia, and it includes both documented and undocumented people.
Well, let me tell you something. If that's the blue wave coming, it's going to hit a red, white, and blue wall right here in the state of Georgia.
The campaign visit also includes Grovetown and Savannah. The vice president is one of two high-profile visitors coming to Georgia to campaign for Kemp. President Donald Trump will be in Macon on Sunday. Meanwhile, Oprah Winfrey and former President Obama will be campaigning for Stacey Abrams. Election day is Tuesday. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Oprah Winfrey came to Atlanta today to campaign for Democrat Stacey Abrams. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on her message to get voters to the polls.
Oprah said she's been following Abrams' race to become the nation's first black female governor, so she called her at the beginning of this week.
And I told her that I wanted to come to Georgia and lend my support. And she said, that'd be all right.
Abrams is hoping visits from Oprah and former President Barack Obama can help motivate non-voters in Atlanta suburbs to turn out for the election. Brian Kemp, the Republican nominee, is campaigning with Vice President Mike Pence and President Trump in the closing days. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Decatur.
Tomorrow is the last day of early voting. Today, we are listening to Georgians who've already cast their ballot, like Robert Lee Collier Jr. of Houston County.
People died for the right for me to vote, so I'm going to exercise that right. And I am a disabled veteran. And in the military world, you are one family. I don't see that now. And there's a lot of ugliness going on. And the only way you can change that is by going and cast your vote.
That was Robert Lee Collier Jr. of Houston County and why he voted early this year. For Stephanie Tharp of Perry, voting is bigger than politics.
I vote every year. It's our Christian duty to do so. Many men fought and died for us to have that opportunity, as well as, you know, the Bible states you ought to be involved in what, you know, happens around our children and in our community.
That was Stephanie Tharp of Perry on why she voted early this year. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.